Jen Zamperali on 2FM with Leia Healthcare. Always a beat ahead. Visit leiahealthcare.ie. Leia Healthcare, looking after you always.
Have you tried sorting out your gaff lately? Because sometimes winter is even more of a reason than the traditional spring clean. Because obviously Christmas is, you know, looming and there's going to be more stuff around the place. Well, with me now are two women who hopefully can give us some advice on where to start. Kim Fitzgerald and Lynn Luxford from Assorted Affair. You're very welcome to the show. Hello.
Hi.
Good morning.
Hello, hello. Okay, first of all, what is Assorted Affair, Lynn?
What is a sorted affair?
Yeah, what is it?
Well, it's not what you think.
It's nothing seedy. No, we're professional organisers, so we help people to declutter and basically regain their space.
Okay.
Yeah. And give them back the time that they need.
Are you busy?
Oh, yeah. Flat out.
Isn't that crazy?
Out the door. Out the door.
What kind of clients?
Everyone, yeah. Genuinely, whoever has a need, whoever is, you know, time poor or just is feels like they're surrounded by clutter and just don't know where to start. That's probably the most common statement that's given to us. I just don't know where to start.
Okay, and Kim, where do you start? Do you have a consultation? How does the service work?
Yeah, so they'll generally reach out to us. Yeah, then we'll come back. We'll ask for photos or a video, usually a video. Like, talk me through the space. I want to hear your voice, you know, when you're describing it to me, and I can tell, you know, where the pain points are, where the stress points are. Sometimes people might pick an area in the house, like a kitchen or a wardrobe or a playroom. Very common this time of year. Oof. Kind of, you know, need to downsize a little bit before things arrive. And then, yeah, we go from there. So sometimes we could be with someone for a day. Sometimes we could be with someone for a week. You know, we also help people move into new homes. So really good time to kind of start and put all the nice systems in place and give everything a home, because there's nothing worse moving into your house, just shoving everything into a press because it's empty. And then before you know it, 5 years later, you're still living that way. And the tea bags are there and the cups are there. You know, it's little things like
that. And then you're in a habit of having the cups being too far away from the tea bags and you can't change
it. That's it. Little time savers.
Oh, okay. Lynn, tell us about yourselves then. How did you guys meet, first of all, and how did you get into a life of tidying up for other people?
I think, like, it's one of those things that I think just comes naturally to the two of us. Like, I remember being a child and, like, going into kids' houses and they'd be playing with their Barbies and I'd be organising the Barbie clothes. Like, it was my fun thing to do. But I studied interior design, and then myself and Kim met on an RTÉ show called Home Rescue. Mm-hmm. We were basically, like, locked in a room together for about 10 hours. And
clutter busters?
Yeah.
Official term.
I was sort of doing this solo, and it's a very hard job to do on your own. And then I met Kim and I was like, oh my god, right, let's pack in the other one and start all over again. So that's how the business started. We just work so well together.
I'm going to go out on a limb here and say something really sexist. I predict it. Look at Kate's face. She's like, don't get me in trouble. She's like, I'm not in the humour today. I would predict it's mainly women calling you.
100%. Oh, yeah. It is mainly women calling us.
But
you know who's hanging around with us at the end of the day asking all the questions? The husbands.
Yeah.
Genuinely.
Yeah.
They're fascinated by it because it's sometimes usually when we go back to a client, there's one that springs to mind, when we go back to a client and then all of a sudden he'll gung-ho for you and he'll be like, oh my God, you need to show me how you did that. And oh my God, like I'm out the door now in 5 minutes where I was never able to find anything. And they kind of realise the time-saving ability that it gives you.
You've said that
twice.
Of knowing
where everything is.
Yeah, you've said that twice now. And is that really it?
I mean, 100%.
Decluttering your life is going to save you time. Yeah. And we were actually just talking about it this morning in Newsy Bits. We're all time poor, aren't we, Lynn?
Completely.
We don't have the time.
If you just run through your morning routine in your head, like when you can't find a sock or that t-shirt of the uniform is gone, or you go to grab the cereal and you realise it's empty, all of those seconds add up to minutes. All take time out of your day. Mm-hmm. If you can get a structure in place where you can make the morning or the day flow as efficiently as possible, I mean, it gives you all the time back.
Okay.
Yeah.
One of your tips is you recommend always having a donation bag on the go. Is that right?
Oh, yes, 100%. You think about when you go to your wardrobe, you might have done it once this week. You put on a pair of jeans, you're like, ugh, don't like them, don't feel comfortable in them. They'll probably get chucked on the floor and probably end up back in the wash and back in the wardrobe to repeat the process. Next time you put them on and you go, ugh, I don't like them or whatever, or they're shrunk or whatever, just put them in a little bag, a little shopping bag, have it ready, fill it with donations and then get it into the car. And it just stops that cycle. You know, we have a terrible habit of just going, oh, I'll just hang on to it in case, or, you know, it might fit me. It's just, you know, let's just let it go.
Is there a big difference, and what is the difference between someone who just can't get on top of tidiness and someone who's a hoarder?
Yeah.
Well, that's a big difference. Like, I mean, I think a hoarder, there's a lot of psychological issues and stuff, you know, behind that. That's a whole different thing. I mean, we can go in and help and reset the space so that they have, you know, a starting point to go from, and it's they're not living in that. But then there's people who say that they feel comfortable in the chaos, mm-hmm. you know, people who are happy in that environment. So I suppose it's all about the looking at the psychological aspect of it as well.
You speak about it quite sensitively, actually. Have you come across people like that?
Yeah, and it's very sad. And like, it can just be something that gets on top of you. Like in my own experience, I lost my dad really suddenly about 6 years ago.
Sorry to hear that.
Thank you. But my, like, I had two young kids at the time as well, and the house was the last of my priorities.
Sure.
And it went upside down. And then I found solace in the decluttering process. When I eventually pulled myself together, I was like, do you know what? I'm going to go through this room by room. I'm going to sort everything out. And I would find myself wandering past the room and like stepping back and being like, oh, like I'm feeling that sense of pride and mm-hmm. achievement from it, that you've got something done, something's gone off the to-do list.
And it's super therapeutic. Like,
it really is.
Listen, like, sing it, sister. You don't need to tell me. Yeah. I love a good old clear out. I'm in the process of doing it now at the moment. But I'm interested in knowing your other tips. So a donation bag is really, really good. What other little tips can you give people who are listening now to just to maybe keep on top of it besides calling?
The one in, one out rule.
Yeah.
Oh, what's that?
One in, one out rule. So you go to the shops, you buy yourself something nice, new wrap dress. I was listening mm-hmm. to you yesterday. I was in Stitches. New wrap dress, right?
With lovely pair of tights and a cardigan.
Oh, yeah. God. So, or a cone bra, whatever you're in the market for, right? So we're going to the shops, we're going to do that, we're going to bring it home, and before we hang that up in the wardrobe, we're going to lose an item, at least one item. So
something similar.
Yeah, you know, so an older dress, or a dress that doesn't fit you well, or a dress that has a hole in it, or a mm-hmm. pair of tights that have a hole in it. Simple. Some of them are easy and some of them are not so easy to let go of, but one in, one out rule. And then another one with this time of year and with children, right? They're in school so they can't hear us. Do a little declutter, right? Mm-hmm. Or else we like to play hide and seek, right? So if you're looking at a couple of toys, you're like, I genuinely don't think they have touched them in the last few weeks. Hide it. Put it high up in the wardrobe. Put it in the attic. Make it disappear. See if they spot that it's gone, right? If they don't spot that it's gone, you put it in a bag and you send it off to the charity shop. Now, toys can be difficult to donate. Some charity shops don't take them. So give them a call, ask in advance, or your local doctors waiting. I just dropped actually to my local playgroup big bag of toys from
good
home
tip.
Yesterday. So they can be hard to donate, but you know, if they're in good nick you know, someone or some local
community centres, or
they're going to be delighted to get them. They don't want to fork out for toys, and if someone's finished with them and, like you say, in good condition, it's great to see them go to a new home.
It is, it absolutely is. Another tip you have here is you ever think about hangers being the same, all be the same? Who is that? Is that you now?
They don't
Kim,
necessarily
tell
have
me
to
about
be
your
the same
hanger.
It's my big, like, it's a big pet thing. I think it's an OCD thing or something.
Oh, she was talking to the hangers last week in the wardrobe. I was like, are you talking to yourself? She's like, I am never coming to a wardrobe again without matching hangers. This is ridiculous.
Why does it make, is it just an OCD thing, or does it actually make a difference?
It's an aesthetic thing as well, and it does make a difference with size. So you, with hangers, some of them are about 2 inches thick, some of them are really thin, so, and they fall different ways.
So she likes to see that.
You're perfect for this job.
See that straight line.
I do.
Now, if we don't have the hangers, or if the client doesn't want hangers, what we'll do is kind of sort the hangers that they have and try and section like the different ones.
Well, you'll get more in if you have the thin ones.
It does make all the sense.
And it's about giving your sort of space that boutique feel. Like, you want to open your wardrobe and feel good about the stuff in it and feel like you want to shop in your own wardrobe, you know?
Did you watch the David Beckham documentary?
Not yet.
Lads, I haven't got to the wardrobe part.
Everyone keeps telling us.
You are going to love that.
Oh. Yeah,
you,
I mean,
should see how he organises his
well,
t-shirts.
Well, I mean, I just want to see him, to be honest.
He's phenomenal. He's actually better looking now.
I'm going to love him more when I see his
wardrobe.
He's
better looking now.
Yeah, he's getting better with age.
He organises his clothes. This is all I'm going to tell you. But the way he does his t-shirts is phenomenal. Leo was like, watching it. Was like, oh, that's very clever now how he does that.
Oh, we'll have to watch that.
But
now,
he organises not just the day before. He has one of those little rails. You know,
for outfit planning. We do
for
that.
For the week.
With all of our clients.
We do
time.
That for clients.
Yeah,
we do it for
and
the kids.
And we do it for the kids.
Yeah. So we got these lovely little, they're supposed to be shoe holders in Dunn's. You know, the one that clip on to, they're soft. They clip on to a rail, and there's six boxes in it, and it's labelled Monday to Saturday because nobody needs clothes on a Sunday. It's a jammy day. Mm-hmm. And you prep all your clothes, your pants, your socks for the kids, your whatever it is they need, and it's a grab and go.
I am going away this weekend on a family trip, and I took my friend has a great tip. Well, I went to go and dress her kid one morning when she was away with me, and what she did was she would pack the whole outfit in one pile.
Oh, yeah.
So the socks and the jocks mm-hmm. and the trousers and the jumper. So that's like Friday folded.
Like, yeah, our punami roll.
Our punami roll or our PJ parcel. If you go onto her Instagram, we've tons of little hacks like this, but the PJ parcel is great because the way you fold it, you can put the socks in, the pants in, the whole lot, and it's genius. Or there's another one. Have you seen the one where you hang the shoe organizer from the back of the door and you pop the outfits in, you roll it up and stick it in the suitcase, and then when you get to your holiday destination, you just hang it up and it's like you're ready to run.
What is your
go.
Instagram handle,
it's
quick?
A.sorted.affair.
A.sorted.
Enjoy.
Dot
make yourself a cup of coffee.
Oh, I love it. I love this. Okay, so let's talk about storage containers. Sorry, I'm into this way too much. I don't think producer
How long
Kate
have we got? Should we stay for the morning?
Please do. You're not a fan of storage containers. Why is this?
It's not that we're not a fan of storage containers. It's people tend to go and buy storage containers and think that's going to get them organised. You need to declutter first. There's no point in just putting everything into containers and making it look nice, because you're probably storing things you don't need, you don't use, and you don't love anymore.
Mm. We actually had a lovely message. So we've launched a course recently, sort of, you know, a guide to DIY to do it yourself, and one of the ladies who'd done the course said that she thought she needed a kitchen extension, and now that she's done her declutter, she realised she doesn't need a bigger kitchen at all. She just needed to get rid of all of her
stuff. Yeah, it's just like storing
so we don't need so much stuff.
No, like that, you know, that extra large pot that we all have and we take it out once a year for the ham or whatever. You don't need it, you won't miss it. I'm telling you now, you won't miss it.
Well, but it definitely doesn't need prime storage in your kitchen.
No,
that's for sure.
Oh God, we're getting texts in. Somebody wants to know, what's your opinion on the sock bag?
On the sock bag?
What is that?
Oh, the odd sock bag.
The odd sock.
Odd
bag.
Socks, Kate.
Oh,
like, yeah.
Yes.
Socks.
We've
a game that you can play with the kids called the Sock Monster. So you tip that sock bag into the middle of the floor. You set a timer, because everything's more dramatic when you set a timer, and you play a game to see who can make the most pairs. After that, whatever's left, you send it to the recycling. You know, you're just never going to find them. You never go, do you have loads of odd socks?
Loads of odd socks.
I know.
You know
what
I torture myself.
I mean, there's all the tips. It's like, oh, put them in pairs before you put them in the wash. Who has the time? No. You're lucky if they make it into the wash basket.
Yeah.
So,
I think I'm just
going
to buy all the same socks. Just loads of white.
That's a great idea. I've mostly that, actually. Yeah. Mostly black and white. Our wardrobes
black
are
and white.
Quite minimal, to be fair.
Yeah,
like,
but I torture myself because I bought Florence socks with the days of the week. Do you know how annoying that is?
Ah, that's really annoying. That's no one
terrific.
Can live with. We couldn't even
that's
do that.
Just cruel.
No.
That's cruel.
It is cruel.
It is. We couldn't
get rid of those socks. And it says here there's some areas that are underutilized in our house. Which areas would you consider to be underutilized that we don't?
What do you think?
Look up. We were in a utility yesterday and she was like, is there anything more I can do? I'm like, yeah, look up.
Use your vertical
So everyone
space.
Thinks it's okay. The presses and, you know, blah, blah, blah. But like you might have, we were in a utility and she had a really tall press and the ironing board and the mop, but there was still a ton of dead space up above. So get an extra shelf in. Make sure you're putting adjustable shelves in, because what might work for you now, you know, in a couple of years' time, you'll need bigger spaces. So if you can adjust the shelves and spaces, put shelves on walls, hooks on walls, and yeah, just kind of look up the vertical spaces. Definitely one to think about, because there's usually some big gaps there that you could fill.
Ladies, I think you'll solve the housing crisis with the work that you're doing. You know, people don't need these big houses. We'll
no,
just live in
we
small
really
spaces.
Don't. Yeah. We really don't, genuinely. But declutter first.
It's so important. Okay,
it really is.
Before you go, tell us what you're doing at the RDS.
So we are on the DFS stage this Saturday at 4:40 p.m. talking all things decluttering and organising with the lovely Jo. We were actually launched our business 2 years ago at the Ideal Home Show. It's such an incredible spot to have everything under one house. So if you are, you know, thinking of doing something to the home, or you're in the, you know, you're building a home mm-hmm. or you're buying a home, it's the best place to be.
Or you hate your home.
Or you hate, or your, you home. Hate your home. Exactly. And you want to give it a little bit of grow back. So it's brilliant, because there's so many amazing so many amazing businesses under one roof, and it's very rare that you can go and chat to like three kitchen companies and two bathroom companies all at the one time, and it's
quite nice
fun
to meet the business owners face to face as well and to have the chat and
it's
stuff.
Lovely. It's lovely. And the DFS interiors, there's like four rooms all set up with like serious inspo, and there's some fabulous ones this
year.
Is
this your electric picnic? You know what I mean? The other way, that sounds like a festival. You're like, this is, we love this.
Yeah, like, can you hear the excitement?
I can. Kim and Lynn, thank you so much. Lynn, before you go, your give us your website again.
It's www.assortedaffair.ie.
There we go.
Jen Zamparelli on 2FM with Leia Healthcare. Always a beat ahead. Visit leiahealthcare.ie. Leia Healthcare, looking after you always.